Welcome to episode 29 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. The first weekend of July typically sees me heading into West Sussex for the Goodwood Festival of Speed. This is a three-day motoring event and a petrolhead's dream come true. My brief for this year is slightly different and sees me shooting a wide range of pictures for Goodwood's own photo library, as well as the event's corporate partners and sponsors. This week's show was recorded a few days before the event, as I began the process of getting things ready, starting with the really important task of cleaning my camera's sensors. So let's pick things up as I'm on the road, heading through one of my local towns. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 29. It's a few days before the Goodwood Festival of Speed. That's coming up at the weekend as I record this. And I'm on my way to collect a couple of cameras which I took in for sensor cleaning yesterday. This is something I do every year because I always photograph at the Festival of Speed, because one of the giveaway sort of signs is, a few days ago I was shooting some stuff at around f8, f11 on the aperture. And there were these blooming great big dust spots on, obviously on the sensor, which are coming across onto the pictures. I cannot emphasize enough the amount of frustration that having to spend 10 minutes, even 5 minutes, even a couple of minutes on every single picture when you've got a batch of about 250 pictures, just trying to remove the dust spots. For the amount of money that it costs either to purchase a cleaning kit yourself or to take the cameras to be professionally cleaned as I do, the amount of time and frustration that saves is just incredible. So I'm just driving through my local town to a local guy that I've used for years for this process, and this is really just part of the run-up to the festival. And the things that I have to do. What I'm going to do is park up and go and collect my cameras, and then I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the build-up to the event. I'm not going to go through every single item and like I usually do, because that would take too long, because it's a three-day event, and the amount of kit and stuff that I have to take for that, it would take too long to explain. What I will tell you just as I'm driving up the road here is, as you know, I like to keep things simple, and this afternoon I started a list, and I'm a big fan of lists and post-it notes, we like those. And the great thing about a list, and it's on paper, is that you can always add to it. And I've made a start on this list, and that's going to be pinned to my whiteboard in my office, so that as I'm darting around, when I think of something, I can just add to it as I go along. So with my list started, I've thought of a number of things which had slipped my mind, just about basic kit, even things like clothing. It's such a simple little thing, and I'm going to pause here because I'm just about to pull in, but I can't actually see anywhere to park. So I'm going to have to go up and turn around. A list is such a simple thing that I always use a checkbox system, and I have two checkboxes, one to the left and one to the right. And okay, some of you are probably thinking that's a bit backwards and a bit over the top, but what it does, it allows me to check the item once I've sort of taken it out of a cupboard or storeroom or whatever it might be, or you know, bought it at a shop even. And then the second box allows me to check it off as I put it into my bag. Now, it's a very simple system, but it works for me. You know, it's a bit like cameras. You've got to have your own system. Pick out what works for you. And I'm just waffling a bit just to use up some time as I'm driving along here. So I'm just going to pick up. But yeah, lists. If you don't have lists, make sure that you have lists, because lists help you, and it means that you don't forget anything, hopefully. So that's that. I'm just going to park up and I'm going to go and collect my cameras, and I will catch up with you in just a few minutes. So, two lovely clean Nikon sensors, one on my D3 and one on my D2H. And it's interesting, catching up with the chap that cleans my cameras for me, it appears that there are a few, not scare stories, but it's always nice to hear about what other cameras have been put through his workshop, and it appears that my cameras are quite well looked after, which has pleased me no end, because I do kick them about a bit, and they do have a fair old working life. So just getting back to the whole reason that I do take my my cameras to him. A, he is a very fair price, and B, he does a very good job, and C, he's very friendly. Oh, and D, he's local as well. I always like to keep business local if I can. The run-up to Goodwood then, as I say, it's a three-day event, and it's going to be the usual sort of kit that I take along. I will be podcasting or recording stuff for the podcast throughout the course of the event. I'll also be in the week that follows, well, maybe not exactly the week that follows, but in the weeks that follow, I will be putting together some posts on the activephotographer.com website for you. But the sort of photography that I'm going to be shooting is, it's going to be a real mix. Basically, I am shooting for sponsors reports and also for the Goodwood Photo Library. What tends to happen is, in the past, I would be shooting for their live website, but there's been a complete change around with things this year. There are more sponsors, and so they need me to be shooting more of that sort of thing. So they've got other people that are taking care of the website in a different arrangement. So I'm going to be shooting from probably, the day usually starts at about 6 a.m. and finishes around about somewhere between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. and there are 3 days like that. Now today, as I'm driving along, it's very hot, very humid, and we've had thunder and lightning and pouring rain, and I'm hoping that will have cleared the air. But these long days involve sponsors pavilions, corporate kind of product placement, brand placement, things like, if you've got the hospitality area, you're going to have Formula One cars going past in the foreground, but making sure that all the sponsors' logos and branding is all very clear. I'm also going to be photographing this year more of the extreme sports stuff. They've got more of a bigger extreme sports area. In the past, they've always had this, but it's not been anything particularly massive. But this year, I gather they've done more. They've actually got the, I believe it's the current world champion BMX rider is going to be there heading it up. So that's going to be good. And there's, having shot extreme sports stuff in the past and continuing to do so, as you guys know, that's going to be good. And Goodwood specifically put that on my brief because they know that I shoot that sort of stuff, so that's all good, plays to my strengths. The location itself, if you don't know Goodwood, it's the Festival of Speed is based at Goodwood House, which is a sort of large, stately, very British privately owned house or mansion, I should say. Goes back many, many, many years, many centuries. Is it centuries? Decades? Centuries? I don't know. My sense of history has kind of sort of left me, but I think it's centuries. Lord March puts on the event. Started off in the past that he would get together with his friends with their nice cars, and they'd all sort of have tea on the lawn and just have a bit of a jolly. Well, it's grown now to be I think it's advanced tickets only. I forget the scale in terms of the thousands of, or tens or hundreds of thousands of people that turn up. This is why photography is so important, is because this is a global event now. You get people that come over from all over the world, people that you would have seen on American TV shows, I forget who it was last year, but you know, presenters and people that are well known that you will have seen on like West Coast Choppers, Jesse James, he was there last year. If you ever watch that program, you'll know his name. So the photography is going to be making sure that the sponsors have imagery that they can put in their reports and in their publicity to show what they're up to. And the pictures, when they go into the picture library after the event, they get used throughout the year. They get put on marketing material for Goodwood. They get, whenever they get picture requests, the pictures get dug out like that. Now, the arrangement for that is, if after the event someone wanted a picture of, I don't know, a particular car going round the track, and when I say track, it's actually the private roads at Goodwood, of the estate, they would get in touch with Goodwood, and Goodwood would say, for example, oh yeah, you need to get in touch with Giles, he owns the copyright and you can negotiate the use of that picture. For example, a few years ago, there was a request for a particular, I think it was a Renault Formula One car, which ended up being used in the Spanish Formula One racing magazine. I actually didn't get to see that. Half the time I don't see where these pictures end up, which is a great shame. I just know that they get used all over the world by, if it's motoring manufacturers, the likes of Rolls-Royce and sort of Ferrari and goodness knows who. But it's nice to know that they get used. So yeah, so that's just a little insight into what I'm going to be doing this weekend. And of course, by the time you guys hear this, it's going to be sort of the week after, the Monday after the event. So that particular day, the Monday, I'm going to be sat editing hundreds of pictures, and I've got just a couple of days to get my disk of images in, and I'll probably, as I often do, hand deliver those into the picture library at Goodwood, and that'll all be good, and my pictures will be sort of posted around the world in all sorts of places. If and when I do see them in use, I will of course let you guys know. I do know that there's it's the anniversary, is it 20 years anniversary or 10 years anniversary, 20 years anniversary, that's right, next year. And specifically there are some shots on my brief that I need to get, which are for this book that is coming out to mark this occasion. So of course, when I get a copy of that book, when it's all done, then I will be letting you guys know. But yeah, so look out for hopefully some more content that I record whilst I'm at the Festival of Speed. And yeah, I'm going to get back to the office and get on with my list and preparing stuff and getting everything together. Just as an aside, something I've suddenly thought of, I wanted to mention it, totally slipped my mind. The whole point of making sure your sensor is clean, you should always have your sensor clean anyway. When you're shooting at apertures of f2.8, 5.6, that sort of thing, you're really not going to, unless your sensor is absolutely filthy, you're really not going to see much dirt on your pictures, and anything that is there is going to be very, very faint, and it'll be very easy to remove. Now, of course, as I said before, if you've got hundreds of pictures, that's still going to take time. And yes, there are various bits of software that allow you to identify a dust mark on one picture, and then across a batch of a whole folder of images, it will hopefully pick out that spot to remove it. Of course, you have to be careful it doesn't actually come at the cost of removing detail. But there is a likelihood that on actually the night before the Festival of Speed. The Festival of Speed is on a Friday. On the night before, there's always a fireworks display outside Goodwood House. The Festival of Speed, you have a central display. Now, in the past, this was it might be something like the Spirit of Racing or Spirit of Formula One, or it was to mark the whatever anniversary of Rolls-Royce or some sort of very motoring specific sort of central idea. Now, with the fireworks that they're going to have on display, will be really a really nice set of images to get, and it's not open to the public, but I know that those shots are going to be really nice. Now, by knowing that my sensor is nice and clean, I can then be shooting at f22, f32, or more likely probably about f16, something like that, around dusk time. So there's still a bit of light in the sky, but the fireworks going up with the smaller aperture, something like f16, the shutter is open longer to get in more light, which means that the fireworks, this is how you get firework pictures. The fireworks are recorded as you get like the shoot of colours and the burst and what have you. You can play around however you want to, you know, for effect. But of course, if I'm shooting stop down to f16, if my sensor isn't clean, I'm going to be getting all that dust and dirt showing on the pictures. And chances are, okay, it might be in the sky, which is fair enough. If it's just clouds or blue sky, that's kind of neutral area and I can sort of remove that. But what if it's on the central display? Or what if it's actually on the fireworks? Not such an issue, but if it's on the central display and you've got like the sharp lines of, I don't know what it's going to be this year, but you know, big sort of upright structure with maybe they often have cars bolted on the side, real cars, you know, sort of thousands and thousands or millions of pounds even worth of cars there. What it's, you know, to look at these pictures, and okay, I might only pick out say four or five from a set, but that's still four or five pictures that I don't want to have to then sit in when I'm trying to rush my pictures through as quick as I can to get them to Goodwood so they can be using them, because they get the requests for the pictures all through, especially the week or the fortnight that follows. Knowing that my sensors are nice and clean, I don't have to worry. So I can go out there, set up my tripod. I'm actually going to be testing a Gitzo tripod on this occasion, but I can set the tripod up, not have to worry. The picture's going to be lovely, lovely, nice saturated colours, the fireworks, the ambient light that's there, and it's just going to be lovely. So if you guys are thinking of doing nighttime or sort of twilight exposures, or if you're doing stuff even in a studio, you're shooting at f16 for some product photography, something like that, you will soon notice if your sensor isn't clean. So just as an aside, I just wanted to give you a specific reason why on this occasion, aside from all the other stuff that I'm going to be shooting throughout the weekend, that's one specific example of where I want my sensors clean, so it saves me time and hassle, same as if I'm shooting cars going around tracks or even people, you know, stuff at f16 or f8 even, if it was that bad. A group of people, make sure they're all nice and sharp, cars or whatever behind them, or sort of a marquee or a stand or something, less to do because I know I don't have to remove lots of fiddly little dust marks. And as I say, for the little amount that it's cost me, it's just a heck of a weight off my mind, and yeah, it makes me more productive. So the false economy would be to think, oh no, it'd be fine, I'll edit the pictures later, take the dust marks out. You know, you have to think, you weigh up the cost versus the time, and it's a no-brainer. So there you go, just another little aside, and yeah, I'll be sharing some content once the event's over.
As I said, depending upon how hectic my days at Goodwood turned out, I should have some great audio snippets to share with you over the coming weeks, including the process of photographing those fireworks. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. You can check out the Active Photographer Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer, or of course send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.